Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given to me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Maybe you remember, but I remembered this week. The first sermon I preached in this place before you called me to be your pastor was on this gospel text 3 years ago on the fourth Sunday of Easter, sometimes called Good Shepherd Sunday. In that time, one of the biggest life shifts, in addition to being called to be your pastor and graduating from seminary and moving here, and among all of these others, probably the biggest one is that I've become a parent. Not like a parent, not like I showed up. A parent. I mean, that too, I'm here.
Apparently.
Apparently, yes. Thank you. And, you know, one of the interesting things is as I sat with this text this week and just tried to kind of, you know, let God speak to me through it, as I do when I prepare for sermons, right? I call it, because my preaching professor called it, dwelling with the text. Right? Hanging out, spending some time, living in it. And this phrase, which I think is what I preached on 3 years ago, I know is what I preached on, about knowing my voice. My sheep know my voice. And I thought about how babies are born knowing their parents' voices, especially moms. They know mom's voice. And it doesn't stop, you know, when they get out of the womb. It doesn't stop however old they are. They know their mother's voice. It continues to be among the most recognizable of any voices to you, or to me, is our own mother's, the voice. It's also the voice of great, and in certain spheres, greatest influence in our lives. There's another study, and it's, you know, one among many that came out this week that says, you know, actually moms are, as members of the household, the greatest influencer in the life of faith. More than a pastor, more than even other parents, you know, for the majority of families, mom is the one who really helps in faith development and growth. So we not only recognize mom's voice, but it makes an impact whether you think they're listening or not. It does make an impact and have some influence. We know someone's voice because they talk to us, right? Or sing to us. We know it because we listen and we can hear it when that voice is speaking to us. We know someone's voice because we're in relationship with them. And we know someone's voice sometimes because we dwell with them. We abide with their voice near us. But Jesus says, you know, my sheep know me. They know my voice. They hear it. And it leads them into life. Both life now, the way that they act and behave and obey and trust, and life from which they cannot be snatched. Right? We get that beautiful image similar to when Jesus says, I long to gather Jerusalem like a mother hen, right? This protective, I'm holding them in my hands. And no one can snatch them. And so we know someone's voice because they talk to us, because we listen, because we have a relationship with them, and sometimes because they live with us. We share life. So when it comes to hearing the voice of Christ, right, we have some ways that all of these things happen. So that we get to know the voice of Jesus. So that it becomes as familiar to us as the voice of a parent, right? The psalmist says, God, you knew me as I was being knit together in my womb, just as we learn the voice of our parents when they speak to us while we're still in the womb. God is speaking to us, often through the voices of those parents, but through the very heartbeat of life, through the breathing in and out. In the Greek and Hebrew language, the words for breath and spirit are so similar. They're the same. Through each breath, God's presence comes to us. And so we learn God's voice. It becomes recognizable to us as God speaks to us through scripture, through study together, in prayer, as we listen. We not only offer up our voice to God, but we listen for God's voice. We learn to hear God's voice as we live out our baptismal covenant, as we live among God's faithful people. That includes things like worship when we hear the voice of God. It includes hearing the voice of God in and through one another. It's being reminded that Jesus is with us, holding us, and so near to us. As Christ says, where two or three or more are gathered, there I am with them in their midst. Right? Living and dwelling among God's faithful people. Living with the voice of Christ. We learn to better recognize it. God lives in and with us. In these moments of worship, we hear God's voice. The more we listen, the more we hear, the more we abide in God's voice, the more we can recognize and know and trust the voice of God that comes to us. And hearing, as Jesus reminds us, really hearing means not just like, I got the words, but I'm led to embody them. Hearing, real hearing, is tied to obedience. This is why, it's all on myself because my mom's here too, so she knows how it really goes. When I was a teenager and I was playing video games and she goes, hey Drew, did you finish your homework? I heard her, right? But no change in behavior, right? So, yeah, maybe a, yeah, uh-huh. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, I heard what you said. Like, obviously, I processed. No. Did you hear what I said? That means, like, hey, let me know your homework's done or go do it. Right? Hearing somebody's voice, especially a voice of authoritative love, a voice of formation, a voice that we recognize and know the influence of, means it leads us to new action, to doing what we hear, right? So if someone really hears what is said from a voice they know to be true and loving, it transforms, it changes, it enacts and empowers, right? So when we learn to hear God's voice and we hear the voice of God to us in scripture and song and study and in and through one another, when God says you are loved, we begin to hear it and know it. We become more and more sure that we are loved. Not because of anything we've done or not done. And there is nothing that can separate us and snatch us from the loving embrace of God. And that changes how we live. No longer are we afraid to act or not to act, because it might change the truest part of our identity, that we are beloved of God. For nothing can snatch us out of the hands of the Father and the hands of Christ. When God calls us to love one another and we hear it, we actually start living it out. We start feeding the hungry, sharing love with one another. Because hearing leads to obedience and following and trust. Right, so today it wasn't printed in your bulletin as a lesson, but on Good Shepherd Sunday, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, the appointed psalm, anybody have a guess what number it might be? 23. And the 23rd psalm is so dear to so many people, right? Not only because we see this image of God as Good Shepherd, and Jesus, just before this, says, "I am the Good Shepherd," in John's Gospel. But because we often dwell with this text, many of the people I know who this is near and dear to them, it's because they have lived with it. So they've learned to hear God's voice in this text. In times of sorrow and sadness, in those things and places that are deep, dark valleys, in moments of depression, and also in moments of rejoicing, knowing that God's abundance is there for them, this is one that we hold near our heart, a way that many of us learn to hear God's voice, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. The Lord leads me in right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long, forever. We learn to hear God's voice and to trust that voice that tells us, I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. I hold you in my hand, says Christ, and nothing will snatch you out.